wins a year, and they won the World Series in his second year in 2009. But ESPN's Aaron Boone says the manager fell out of favor.
I think the Yankee front office and him, with that relationship fractured, I don't think they valued him as much as, you know, being one of the really high-paid managers in the sport.
Girardi won three rings as a player with the Yankees in the late 90s. After a World Series record 8 home runs in Game 2, the Dodgers and Astros traveling to Houston today. Game 3 tomorrow night, and our coverage starts tomorrow at 7 Eastern here on ESPN Radio. The series tied at 1. The Cardinals hire Mike Maddux as their new pitching coach. He spent the last 2 years with the Nationals. There are multiple reports that Patriots linebacker Dante Hightower will miss the rest of the season with a torn pectoral muscle. He got hurt in the third quarter Sunday night against the Falcons. Week 8 kicks off tonight in Baltimore with the Ravens hosting the Dolphins. Miami quarterback Jay Cutler out with multiple cracked ribs. College football at 9 Eastern on ESPN. Stanford at Oregon State. Cardinal running back Bryce Love a game time decision with an ankle injury. 7 suspended Florida Gators players will enter a pretrial intervention program that could lead to the dismissal of felony credit card charges against them. All of those players are currently suspended.
Ohio State is looking for their first statement win of the season. What do they need to do to beat second-ranked Penn State? We'll ask Tim Tebow when he joins Mike and Mike Friday morning at 9:30 Eastern on ESPN Radio and ESPN2.
Timing is everything, and right now is a great time to get great deals on a certified pre-owned Honda at the Honda Dream Deal Sales Event, going on now. Well-qualified buyers can receive 0.9% APR financing on select Honda certified pre-owned vehicles, so you can feel good about driving KBB.com's 2016 Best Value brand. The Honda Dream Deal Sales Event is happening now. Visit HondaCertified.com and search for local inventory.
See dealer for financing details based on 2016 brand image awards from Cali Blue Book. Visit KBB.com for more information. See your Honda dealer for limited warranty details.
Calling all contractors, announcing the Ferguson and Ram Commercial Ultimate Van Giveaway. We're handing over the keys to a 2018 Ram Commercial ProMaster van stacked so high with brand name tools, you'll be glad you've got that 76 inches of cargo height. We'll even brand it for you, so there'll be no doubt who's riding in style. Worth over 100,000 big ones, enter at Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway. Hear that? That's opportunity honking.
No purchase necessary. For official rules and eligibility details, visit Ferguson.com/Ram Van Giveaway.
AutoZone presents your headlights. As the days get shorter, your headlights need to shine at their brightest. And upgrading to a brighter light can really maximize your safety. Right now, get a $10 AutoZone gift card by mail when you buy 2 single Sylvania Silver Star Ultra Headlight Capsules or a twin pack. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner, so you can fix your car with confidence. Let's get you what you need. Restrictions and details in store.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
A 7-time champ tests for the finale before heading to Martinsville.
Winning's fun. The rest of it's not as much fun.
I'm Woody Kane. The story next on NASCAR Today.
Ooh-wee! Nice biscuits.
Thanks. They're buttermilk biscuits from Burger King.
Nice biscuits is right. Try the new freshly baked biscuit breakfast sandwiches at Burger King. Just 2 for $4. Or mix and match with a croissant sandwich made with 100% butter for a soft and flaky croissant. Part of the 2 for $4 deal only at Burger King restaurants. Offer includes 2 sausage, egg and cheese, ham, egg and cheese, or bacon, egg and cheese, biscuit or croissant sandwiches. No substitutions at participating restaurants. Single sandwich at regular price on menu. Restrictions apply.
Introducing the Wrangler Performance Series. A collection of jeans and pants featuring the new Comfort Flex waistband and 4-way flex technology that moves with you. It's the flexibility you need to get more out of every day and tap into your unrealized potential. See where more range of motion takes you. Wrangler Performance Series. Less restriction, more living.
10 drivers wrapped up a 2-day test at Homestead Miami Speedway today, getting dialed in for the season finale. 7-time and defending Cup champ Jimmy Johnson was one of them, and now turns his attention toward Martinsville Speedway this weekend, where he hopes to punch his ticket to the championship race next month.
Last year we were able to win Martinsville and not take the other 2 weeks off, but certainly shift our focus. It did serve us well in the end. You know, there are parts of the race in last year's Homestead event where we weren't sure we were going to be the champions, but in the end it all worked out. So there is a luxury if you can lock in early. You know, certainly having this test session is another big step in that direction too.
Truck teams are on track in Martinsville tomorrow ahead of their next playoff race Saturday. More details are at MRN.com. I'm Woody Kane. This is NASCAR Today on the Motor Racing Network.
Welcome back in. It is 6:05, hour number two underway of the Todd Bravo Camp. That's hour number three of the show.
Time flies when you're having fun.
Something like that. I could not be more disappointed with the response on Twitter to the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. And let me be very clear about this. We have now essentially soiled the voting on all of the matchups because a few people whom I know personally couldn't follow directions. One of them works in this building, and she deserves to be called out. The reigning Miss Iowa USA, Jenny Valier, did not follow the directions, and she voted for her favorites in each of the matchups, as did our old pal, Scott Westerberg, formerly of the TV9 sports department. And if those two didn't follow the directions, God knows how many other scofflaws out there have now soiled or tainted the data.
Should we redo this whole thing?
No.
Okay.
No. But I'm calling into question the validity of all of the results at this point. But if you would like to head to Twitter at Todd Brommelkamp and vote in the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats, the initial not-so-sweet 16 pairings are up. The 1 versus 4 matchups and the 2 versus 3 matchups in all four of the regions. You can vote. You've got 24 hours. Tomorrow we'll reveal which candies advance to the not-so-elite 8 at 5:30 during the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire as we return to Iowa City and the Coach's Corner tomorrow. Stop on in 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard, broadcasting from 4 until 7. Jack Dom will be with us. Is one of his final touching all bases segments of the year. Rob Howe from HawkeyeNation.com will stop by at 6 o'clock for the big hour, and a good time will be had by all.
I can't believe this. I'm just seeing the tweets.
Yeah.
From a coworker and a,
yeah,
a former just, guest
it,
of the
it
show.
Ruins,
former
it ruins it for
guy.
Everybody. And if those people couldn't follow directions, then who knows how many other people out there have decided that they're going to ruin this.
You know what? That puts a little bit of a damper on my mood.
Just a little bit?
And
it ruins my entire night.
I mean,
I'm not going to be able to sleep tonight when I get home, and that has nothing to do with the fact that my son is one and going through a growth spurt and cutting another tooth and keeping us up at night. This is what's going to keep me from being able to close my eyes and sleep tonight.
I don't know. I'm not going to be able to sleep either. I don't have any of those problems, but I'm still not going to be able to sleep. Not that they're problems, but any of those hindrances of sleep, this is going to be tough to get through.
I admit I have not been paying much attention today. I just looked up for the first time. I thought we had Eminem in the studio with us, but we've got Kyle. Kyle is, like me and you, all a little chilly today. It's cold back here in the KGYM studio, so we all have jackets on, but Kyle also has his hood pulled up on his sweatshirt. I think he's trying to distance himself from the show and the Tournament of Bad Treats.
I think, let me guess here. Let me ask you something, Todd. Are you feeling under the weather at all?
Not at all.
Okay.
I'm feeling...
Really?
Yeah, I'm feeling better than I've felt in years.
Kyle? I think I got you sick. I'm sorry.
Wait a minute. You've been sick?
Not necessarily sick, but it's been a lingering cold that had stuck around for a couple of weeks.
So you're sick.
And nothing...
You can't say you're not sick and then say, well, but it's a lingering cold.
So I guess technically, yes.
Okay.
Slightly.
And then you've
I'm fine now.
Coming into this incubator, this very small, confined space where you work alongside both Kyle and myself on a daily basis.
Didn't the cough drops give it away? The fact that
drops.
I went through a bag a day? I guess not.
Kyle, what do you think of that, knowing that Alex thinks so little of us that he would expose us? This is a Petri dish.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, I mean, it was a little disrespectful of him, but I'm actually not sure if I can blame it on him, because Cardos is also been sick in the same time range.
And he's been coming to work, too.
Yep.
Sitting in the sports office.
It's hard to say.
Okay.
There's a lot of blame to go around.
And there's also,
in the words of
there's
Kirk
also
Ferentz.
A lot of woodja to go around, and I'm telling you right now, not only one, but two of the five woodja questions today, I think, would qualify for a woodja Hall of Fame if it existed.
Two in one day.
It's now time for everyone's favorite weekly segment.
Would you rather know when you're going to die, or would you rather know how you're going to die?
But why would you even say that? For shock value?
Can you give yourself a ding?
It's as simple as a yes or no.
Of course you would. Who wouldn't?
Would you?
This is not one of the Hall of Fame would you questions, but the Yankees and Joe Girardi have parted ways today. If you were Joe Girardi, would you rather manage next season? And many people are wondering whether the Washington Nationals will pony up the money and try to lure him to a competitive team. Or would you rather spend time with your family and maybe come back to the dugout in the next year or two? I don't care who goes first.
Kyle,
who's got
the
hottest Joe Girardi take?
If I'm Joe Girardi, especially that Nats opportunity, I'm going to go ahead and manage. Although, I will have to say this comes with the caveat that I don't have kids yet. I don't have a family of my own. I don't know how powerful, you know, that calling can be to spend time with your family. I don't understand that. But as I am right now, I would have to look at his opportunities with, you know, the Nationals, and I would even go back and look at the Yankees. I would like to manage, especially for a really good team. You know, I like to win.
From what I've been able to gather, and I don't have sources, but from what I've read and been able to gather, this was something that he was thinking about last
you know,
year.
The last guy who sat there had sources.
Sources. Yeah. He had people.
Okay, so you don't have any sources at all.
But, I'm not going to claim them as my own. I'm going to say that from reading some works of the fine sports media members, I actually do think that this was somewhat of a decision on the part of Joe Girardi to step away and take time away from the game, because I think that he was thinking about, at least from what I've been able to gather, he was thinking about doing this last year, because he has a kid who is now high school age who he wants to spend more time with. And if there is any question in your mind as to whether you want to manage or not, you should probably err on the side of not managing, because once you step into a 162-game season, it's very difficult to change your mind. And we've seen this a couple of times. The Mariners manager a couple of years back, the name is completely escaping me at this very moment, but he decided to step away. It just doesn't look good when you decide to do it in the middle of the season. So I think Joe Girardi makes a good decision. And if he wants to come back in a couple of years, then he's going to have plenty of opportunities to do so. It's not like he's stepping away and there's going to be a life-changing opportunity that he either has to take or leave this year. He comes back in a couple of years, 3 years, 4 years. He'll have opportunities.
All right, Alex, what would you expect from the Hawks and Gophers Saturday night at Kinnick Stadium?
To be quite honest, somewhat of a snooze fest, and that's putting it bluntly. If you like, see, I like to draw the distinction between good defense and bad offense, and the elements are going to create bad offense on two offenses that are already struggling. I know the defenses are solid. I know that they're going to limit the running game. Both passing offenses have been very inconsistent. I guess the Hawkeyes do have a better aerial attack than do the Gophers. But I think a lot of people walked away from the Northwestern Iowa game, especially Iowa fans, disappointed not only in the fact that the Hawkeyes lost, but in how they lost. And Adam Rittenberg said that Northwestern is a team that doesn't like to play exactly an exciting style of football, and that made for it wasn't the most watchable game that we saw last Saturday. I think we're in for another one of these games. I do think Iowa wins this game, but it's not going to be the prettiest thing you see on a football field all weekend.
Yeah, I wish I could dress it up a little bit, but I'm going to have to basically sign on with Alex 100%. I think it's going to be very boring, likely pretty frustrating. I look at Minnesota and Iowa, that's two teams who, Iowa in particular, are way below expectations. I personally didn't have as high of expectations for Minnesota in PJ Fleck's first year as some other people did. But in general, it's two teams who are very disappointing so far. And, you know, we're going into this game, it could just be a continuation of both. They continue to disappoint. They'll throw up a terrible performance offensively, an average performance on defense, but it's just going to be boring. And at the same time, one of the teams could come out and look good, but, I mean, probably not. I don't know what to expect, but I don't think it's going to be much.
Okay. You, by the way, at home can participate in Woodja on the Hertin and Stocker text line, 319-366-1600. Would you rather have snow before Halloween or extreme heat before Memorial Day? Memorial Day typically falling in late May. So it gets really hot before June, or snow before November?
Extreme heat 365 days a year, more than snow ever. I cannot handle the cold. I hate snow. I shut down in cold weather. And Todd, if you thought that your former co-host made a big deal about the cold weather, wait till you hear me during the winter months. I don't want to be around people. I don't want to leave the house. I don't want to go outside because I hate the snow. I hate the cold. I don't mind the heat. You can go out in the heat. You can wear less clothing. It's very simple. You can drink more water. Whatever the case is, there's ways for me to manage the heat. The cold, no. I don't care how much clothing I wear. It doesn't protect me from the fact that going out in bone-chilling temperatures causes my body to shut down. So, extreme heat. No question.
I'm sitting here trying to remember how I felt earlier in the year when the warm weather was first showing up, because I feel like this is kind of a topic where when it's coming from cold and getting hot, I would rather just let it stay kind of cold because I don't want the hot at that time. But now that it's been hot, it's going to get cold. I really don't want that cold. So I feel like it kind of changes at, you know, where you are in the year. But with that said, over the past several years, I've gotten out of that phase. I have nothing nice to say about snow. I hate snow, don't like the cold, I don't want to go outside. I'm just going to sit inside, not do anything other than stay warm, watch some football, maybe some basketball. And when it's hot out, when it's cold out, there's just nothing to do, really. And also, here's the thing about snow. It hurts my eyes, man. It's bright. I got to squint. My eyes start watering. I can't see. Then once I go inside, I got lights all in my eyeballs. You know, I just don't like the winter.
Every year during the summer, people ask me how I'm doing, how are things going up in Iowa. I say, great. Love it up there. No other place I'd rather be. And I'm actually serious when I say that. And then people ask me how I'm doing during the winter, and I say, man, not great. I need to get somewhere warm. And that first time you walk outside and the 5-degree weather and the wind's blowing right in your face and the snow's blowing right in your face, you just sort of sit there and wonder, why do I live here again? And that's the fact that we might get some snow before. We're going to avoid it, right? According to the forecast?
It sounds as if the forecast is not going to bring snow on Saturday. 1945, the greatest generation. 2017, the snow hurts my eyes.
It does.
First world problems.
I don't know where to begin with this other than to say that we have two Woodges left. And these may be the two best Woodges that we've had in quite a while. If you have been paying any attention to the outside world, you know that today is a very big day because the government is releasing the files on the John F. Kennedy assassination, many of the files. And so now that many of the secret files on the JFK assassination are set to be released, what would you like to find out next?
About the JFK case or just
whole
other topic?
Area 51, moon landing,
Oh, my goodness.
The secret 11 herbs and spices in the KFC recipe. I'm giving you carte blanche.
Yeah, this is dangerous. This is too wide open. Alex, you got anything?
I'm drumming something up, so you go ahead.
I'd be interested to see if there's anything behind the moon landing. You're shamed if you even suggest that something might be questionable if it's been accepted for a long time. And so, like, you say I wonder what happened with the moon landing. Not even just that. You don't even have to come out and say, I think the moon landing was staged. If you even say, I think there's a few questionable aspects to that situation, you just get shamed on it. You get sideways looks. You can't even say it. And so I would love for something like that to have some files come out and just have one of those things proven right, that the skeptics were right about one thing. Just to, you know, stop shaming that. You know, there are too many topics that I would want to know about. I don't want to say anything too weird on the air, but
for the record, do you believe that we have walked on the moon?
This is the type of thing I'm talking
about.
Well,
wait a minute. No. Alex, do you think that Kyle believes the moon landing was staged?
I don't know.
Listening to him the last 3 minutes.
If you had actually listened real close, you'd have heard me say that I don't necessarily think it was staged. I just think there are some questionable aspects to it.
What questions?
I'm not dealing with this, you.
If it's not staged, what are the questions?
All right.
The text line wants to know what the questions are.
Sucks.
The text line wants to know what the questions are about the moon landing. If Buzz Aldrin walked in the door right now,
is
Buzz Aldrin still alive?
The wind on the moon?
Buzz Aldrin walks in right now. Would you look Buzz Aldrin in the eye and tell him that you believe he walked on the moon?
Sure. I'll say, hey, Buzz, great work.
Okay. Now that we've put that to rest, Kuhn, you can have the answer to anything that you want. You can find out Area 51.
I want to know if Ty Cobb actually killed a man. I've done some reading.
I'm pretty sure he actually did.
On this guy. And then
have you ever read Al Stump's biography? The one that they made the movie into with Tommy Lee Jones?
Which I did not.
It wasn't very good.
What I read was a short story about somebody kind of sticking or spending a week with Ty Cobb, I think months before he died. And that was interesting to me. But I want to learn more about his life. I also want to know about the Black Sox scandal. If they actually threw the 1919 World Series, because people talk about Shoeless Joe Jackson and the fact that it's hard to believe that He threw the World Series because he hit somewhere around 400 in that series. So I want to find out exactly what happened there. So Ty Cobb, Shoeless Joe Jackson, a couple of historical baseball happenings.
6185 says, hold your head up, Kyle. I thought you gave a thoughtful answer on the spot. And some of the other texters, not so much. Now here,
that's fine. I didn't say it was staged. I was saying I would like to have that dialogue open to be had.
Okay. That's very clear at this point. Okay.
Okay.
The very defensive edition of Woodja. This is the
of thing that I was talking about is the way that you're acting about it.
So you think that people need to lend credence to people who believe that maybe the moon landing was staged? Is that where you're coming from?
Yeah, I am always coming from the direction of you should hear somebody out on what they're saying. You can't just disregard everything all the time.
Okay.
At some point you can. Some things are just dumb and you can say, okay, that's not real, that's not true.
Well, who's the arbiter of that, though?
You. Where's yourself. I'm just saying you should take the time to listen and consider.
But if I heard you right, then you just said, but there's other things you can throw out.
Eventually.
So what about the people
after
who,
you've considered?
Okay.
This really isn't that difficult of a concept that I'm saying.
Okay, well, apparently it is. I'm
trying to make it one.
No, I'm not trying to make it one. I'm baffled by how anybody could think that we would stage the moon landing. But this is the Woodja that I think is the best Woodja. of all time. And it comes to us courtesy of David Kaplan, who is at ESPN 1000 in Chicago, who I saw this yesterday on Twitter. And I thought, I'm going to have to use this one on Would Ya. This is a scenario that I think maybe many of you have found yourselves in the past. You walk into a men's room, okay? There are two urinals, and Alex is smiling because he cheated.
Yes. Yes, I did.
There are two urinals, and there is a stall, okay? You need to pee. Do you use the urinal that is open? The other one is occupied. Do you use the urinal that is open, or do you go into the stall to pee? What would you do, Alex Kuhn?
I'd say 85% every time I'm going into the stall. I'm not afraid to admit that because for some reason...
Alex Kuhn...
That's bold.
Stall.
Have a tough time going around other people, especially when I'm shoulder to shoulder
stage
with
fright.
Someone. For stage
okay.
fright...
But
whatever
the urinal, there's a divider between the two urinals.
Oh, well, in that case, I'm rethinking.
What were you thinking? We were at Wrigley Field and it was the trough?
Well, sometimes you go into bathrooms and there's the urinals, but there's no divider. And if there's no divider, stay outside. Oh, no, that's from the league. Sorry, and that's no longer on Netflix. But no, I will have to say, if there's a divider, then I will not go in the stall. But if there's no divider, I'm going in the stall.
So there's a guy at one urinal, you got a urinal, you got a stall, you're going in the stall. No respect for what could happen 30 seconds later when a guy comes in and needs to use the stall.
I mean, you can lift the lid.
Yeah, but somebody could come in and need to use the stall. You know what I'm saying? I don't want to get too graphic, but you can't do...
That's just a risk.
You can't do what you would need the stall for in the open urinal, but you can... pee in the open urinal and leave the stall for people who would need to use it.
It's just the risk I'm going to have to take. If there's no divider, that person can wait. I don't take
regular sized stall, handicap stall.
Oh,
you're taking the
wow.
handicap stall, aren't you? You're that type of
person. No.
You like the roominess?
No.
It's like an apartment in there.
Hang some posters.
No.
Kyle, you walk into the bathroom. One man is at a urinal. You have an open urinal, you have a stall. Which would you use?
I'm really all about quickness. I'm going to come in and out, and as quickly and as easily as I can walk face first into a wall, I can use a urinal. I'm going to get in there, do my business, and get out. If I don't need the stall, I'm not really going to go hang out with it. Because if it's a public stall, by the way, like those can get kind of dirty. But, I mean... Dirtiness aside, it's just quick. I'm coming in, I'm using the urinal, I'm getting out.
Are you pivoting at all?
Angling
yourself away from...
Well, how many...
The trouble. That's another question.
Is there another person at the other stall? What setting are we in? If I'm pretty sure that I would have like a... You know, there's nobody else in this entire building, then maybe I'll go in the stall or whatever, but... I'm not really too worried about it.
5232 on the Hertin and Stocker text line. I thought he was talking about Kyle earlier. He says, I've heard some strange opinions on this show, but throwing shade at Almond Joy is up there. So we still have people who are fixating on the tournament of bad Halloween treats.
How are the teams decided?
The
candies.
The candies, as they have been every year, were put forth by the listeners. We ask the listeners... Give us your least favorite candies, and then the committee sits down and says, that's ludicrous, that candy's not in the field. I don't think Butterfingers should have been a play-in game, but there are people out there that don't like Butterfingers, and lo and behold, Butterfingers beat out foil-wrapped chocolates and will now face Tootsie Rolls.
The Butterfingers are in the second round of the bad
Well,
treat
is
contest.
It the second round, or is it the first round?
Oh.
It's not the play-in game, okay? It's the tournament.
I'll never forget
playing game.
Fran McCaffrey yelling at
Learn
Scott
your verbiage.
Dochterman. Scott was at the Gazette at the time. He called it the play-in game, and Fran got mad. 6:29, let's step aside, take a quick break. We come back. Kyle will stick around with us. He's got another Midwest One Bank Big Board update, and then we'll find out whether there's anything more to the story about Astros manager A.J. Hinch reportedly getting into a bar fight after game one of the World Series. You know, they won last night. They evened the World Series last night, and people are talking not about how great the Astros are and how they could have a chance in the series, but now talking about their manager getting in a bar fight. Back with more after this.
Along with the crunch of leaves underfoot and the scent of smoke wisping from the chimneys, fall brings with it a sense of tradition. The certain sound of chattering children in costume on Halloween, or the gathering round the table for a magnificent turkey dinner. There are things you can count on year after year. That's what fall means to the Dickens family. Since the 1940s, they've run Hertin and Stocker as a family business, true to the classic fine jewelry store. Though it may be surprising in these modern times, they still offer a layaway program. Put down some money and pay each month until you're ready to take your piece home. Of course, it's interest-free. During the fall, as you enjoy your family's traditions and begin holiday shopping, walk by and see what's in those famous windows at Hertin and Stocker Jewelers, corner of Dubuque and Washington in downtown Iowa City. Then step inside and wish a happy 70th anniversary to Willa, Terry, Tim, or Kate. One of them is always there.
If you've got the drive, you need the tires that'll go the distance. Get $60 by mail on a Firestone Visa prepaid card when you buy a set of four eligible tires. Increase your reward to $100 with a qualifying tire purchase using your CFNA credit card. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid through November 12th, subject to credit approval. Prepaid card is issued by the Bancorp Bank, member FDIC, and can be used everywhere Visa debit cards are accepted. Bancorp Bank is not affiliated with CFNA.
Ryan. Hey, Ryan.
I can't hear you over the drums.
Stop.
What?
Hey, I was practicing.
For what?
The Nissan Heisman House is back.
That's great, but we have a show to do.
Sorry. I just can't get enough of the Heisman House.
Just go to NissanHeismanHouse.com to get your fill and vote for next year's Heisman winner. Ryan.
Sorry.
Each week, KGYM recognizes a local sports team for the win in the community. The Metro Spotlight is brought to you by Carpenters Union, Local 308 in Cedar Rapids and Local 1260 in Iowa City.
I want candy, bubble gum and taffy. Skip to the sweet shop with my sweetheart Sandy. Got my penny saved, so I'm a sugar daddy. I'm a Hugh Cronin, she my Jessica Candy. I want candy.
Back to the Todd Bravo Cam Show, right here on KGYM.
Bob and Amanda going to bat for the Almond Joy at this point.
Thank you, Bob.
Almond Joy is the number two seed in the chocolate region, battling Sixlets for the right to advance to take on either the Tootsie Roll or the Butterfinger. Welcome back in the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, 633, and the text line, is Bigfoot real? That's one of the mysteries that they would like revealed now that the it's going to take weeks to pour through these documents on the JFK assassination.
What happened to Tupac?
Is Tupac alive or dead? Is Elvis alive or dead?
I have faith that he's actually dead.
Is Andy Kaufman really dead? There you go. You want my everybody on the text line always says, I don't participate in would you? So there you go. Now that the JFK, and it's not all the JFK files. The government's not giving us the good stuff. Come on. Is Andy Kaufman really dead, or is this the greatest performance art piece ever? Yeah, I think he's probably dead. Let's send it over to Kyle. He's got our first Midwest One Bank Big Board update of the hour. Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Big 12 released its 2018 football schedule today, and let's just say Iowa State's going to have to get off to a fast start. They'll open the season hosting South Dakota State, followed by Iowa, and round out the non-conference schedule with Akron. But the Cyclones' first four conference games will be against the four other Big 12 teams currently ranked in the top 25, hosting Oklahoma and West Virginia and traveling to TCU and Oklahoma State. Matt Campbell also hinted yesterday that Johnny Lang and Matt Leo could be both be candidates for medical redshirts. The Iowa football team announced today that former D-lineman Jerry Montgomery would serve as honorary captain for this weekend's game against Minnesota. Montgomery played at Iowa from 1998 to 2001. Former Linmar Lion Marcus Paige made his NBA debut last night in the Hornets' 17-point victory over the Nuggets. He played 3 minutes and got 2 rebounds. Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey and his wife Margaret hosted the Hawkeye basketball tip-off party last night to raise money for the Adolescent and Young Adult Cancer Program at the University Hospital. They were joined by former Marquette and Indiana head coach Tom Crean. McCaffrey and his team will host an exhibition with William Jewell College tomorrow night. Tonight after the show, it's the Dolphins in Baltimore facing the Ravens on Thursday Night Football. Kickoff is set for 7:25, but we'll have the coverage right after we're off the air on all three KGYM frequencies.
Okay, so Congress in 1992 passed the law that 25 years later would release the JFK files to the public. And now there are still 300 of them that are going to be kept secret out of concern for U.S. national security. Well, that's where the good stuff is going to be. So now I went from being highly interested and excited about this to now I really am indifferent, because the good stuff is still not going to get out there, because the national security stuff, that's got to be the juicy details, right?
Yes, it has to be. So basically, what's the point of releasing them if none of the good stuff is going to be released? Are we going to learn anything new?
I like the is Bigfoot real? Do you think the government has files on Bigfoot?
I doubt it.
Sasquatch.
No, I don't know. That's a good one, though. That's the Pacific Northwest. That was a discussion when I was...
Really?
Not necessarily a... But it was brought up by myself.
What was the...
myself. Hey, have you ever seen Bigfoot? I heard he rumbles around these parts.
There was a TV show. What was it?
End of discussion.
It was like Finding Bigfoot Hunter or something like that. And it was these schmucks that would go out into the woods and... The guy would make Bigfoot noises, and every episode basically was the same show where they would try to convince themselves that they had found evidence that Bigfoot, they had caught Bigfoot on audio recordings, or that was a Bigfoot track that was in the mud.
Is it, you know what I'm talking about? Ghost Hunters?
Pretty similar, yeah. Ooh, what was that? It's just a random noise on the tape recorder. No, no, no. That's an EVP or whatever they call it.
Since the radiation levels are going up, that means a ghost is around. That means Bigfoot is around.
But don't call those people anything other than open-minded.
They're ghost
Bigfoot
hunters.
Bigfoot exists, and they keep looking, and then the show gets canceled, and we never hear from them again. The guy would literally bet. See, I'm luring Bigfoot. They knew what noises they made. No, come on.
2313.
I don't have to believe that stuff.
Conspiracy theory.
Okay.
The government created Bigfoot as an experimental super soldier.
Now we're in Marvel Comics mode. Ed on the text line, how about the Loch Ness Monster? Now we're talking. Now we're getting to the bottom of things here. If you're not going to release all the files, don't release any of them.
I'm with you.
Who is the guy that has to pour over 2,800 of them, though, looking for all of the... And in this day and age where we want instant analysis on everything, this is going to be fun. Because people are just going to be losing their minds about the amount of time it's going to take to go over all of this stuff. We mentioned at the top of the program today the allegations that Houston Astros manager A.J. Hinch got into a bar fight after Game 1 of the World Series. We'll have some details about that coming up when we come back. Plus, a big day for news, not only the Cubs and the Cardinals, but Minnesota Twins made a big announcement today about Paul Mueller's coaching staff as well. We'll give you the details on that. 6:38, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn continuing on KGYM. All three frequencies, 106.3, 107.5, and 1600 AM KGYM. Back after this.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid Air is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid Air has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The Air offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
how will the recent massive data breach affect you? Is your personal information at risk? If you are a Discover credit card member, there's an important action you can take to help protect yourself right now. Go online and sign up for Discover's free Social Security alerts. Once activated, we will alert you if your Social Security number is found on any one of thousands of risky websites. Learn more and sign up for free alerts at discover.com/freealerts. Limitations apply.
AutoZone presents the oil change. Regular oil changes protect your engine from wear and tear, helping your car roll well beyond the 100,000-mile mark. Right now, get any 5 quarts of Pennzoil full synthetic or high-mileage motor oil and an STP filter for $17.99 after $20 prepaid Visa card by mail-in rebate. So visit your local AutoZone. With over 5,000 locations, the right supplies and good advice are just around the corner. Let's get you what you need. See store for restrictions and details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
At Ferguson, service is our most important part. So if service is the part you're missing from your supply house, come into one of our 600 nationwide locations and let our team help yours. Whether it's tracking down those hard-to-find parts, having your order ready and waiting at our will call, or helping you manage your inventory with our SKU app and online ordering, the edge every trade professional needs is right around the corner. And with Ferguson Pro Plus, you'll earn redeemable points with every online purchase. Come into one of our locations or visit Ferguson.com today.
Sometimes the best seats in the house are above it. In college football, that's the Goodyear blimp. And for more than 60 years, we've seen what it takes to be worthy. It takes toughness, dedication, and perseverance. Because seasons aren't measured by wins and losses, but by heart. Some call it hard work, determination, or grit. We call it blimp worthy. Goodyear, official sponsor of the college football playoff.
These are the $25 Mediacom's taking off the price of its Extreme packages every month for a whole year. That's right, Mediacom's taking $25 a month off its Extreme packages for a whole year. Just show them your current bill from the satellite TV or slow DSL service you've got now. You'll get up to 100 megabit internet with matching Wi-Fi speeds, TiVo DVR, over 230 channels, free on demand, and nationwide calling. Extreme packages with TV, internet, and phone are as low as $24.99 per service a month for 1 year when bundled. Plus, for a limited time, choose a free 1 year bonus, either Showtime or a speed boost up to 200 megabits. Just get out your current provider's bill and call Mediacom at 1-800-SIMPLIFY for details. That's 1-800-SIMPLIFY.
Limited time offer available to qualified new Mediacom customers switching from a competitive TV or HSD service provider. Prices do not include installation, modem rental, activation, taxes, fees, and sports and broadcast surcharges. Internet speeds may vary and a monthly data usage allowance applies. Additional charges and restrictions may apply. Not available in all areas.
I want candy, bubblegum, and taffy. Skip to the sweet shop with my sweetheart Sandy. Got my penny safe, so I'm a sugar daddy. I'm a Hugh Cronin, she my Jessica Candy. I want candy.
Back to the Todd Bravo Cam Show, right here on KGYM.
Keep the votes coming at Todd Brummelkamp on Twitter and keep the hot takes coming in conspiracy theories on the Hertin and Stocker text line 319-366-1600. Thank you, Steve in Iowa City, for reminding me the name of the TV show was Finding Bigfoot. And the, I guess you would call him character, that I was referencing was named James Fay, a.k.a. Bobo. And the Wikipedia entry reads, the field caller, I can't believe this is a thing, was born and raised in Manhattan Beach, California, and has been interested in Bigfoot since the 1980s. The tallest and burliest member of the team, he is the one most often used to stand in for Bigfoot in reconstructions. Fay is known for his Gone Squatchin' hat and often wears other Bigfoot-related attire.
Gone Squatchin'.
In 2014, Boston Red Sox second baseman Dustin Pedroia met Fay at Fenway Park before a game and gave him an autographed baseball bat with a Sasquatch logo on the bottom of it. Stick that in your sports pipe and smoke it. The people, stick to sports. There you go. Everything ties back in. Don't make it a challenge because I will tie it back into sports somehow. 319-366-1600. That was a little bit of a stretch.
Yeah, that was the loosest tie back into sports that I've heard in a long time. But hey, he got the job done. By the way, I'm not going to be able to unhear our rejoin liner from today.
Yeah, it's courtesy of Aqua Teen Hunger Force. No apologies there. It's the Tournament of Bad Halloween Treats. It's underway. The voting on Twitter, at Todd Brommelkamp. Lots of baseball news to get to. Speaking of baseball, we've got a poll question at KGYMradio.com today with regards to whether or not the baseballs may have been juiced for the World Series. Emil's Hideaway sponsoring the poll question. Find him on First Avenue Southeast behind Taco John's, next to the Home Depot. Speaking of the World Series, Astros manager A.J. Hinch is calling the allegations that he got into an altercation at the team hotel bar Tuesday night after Game 1 of the World Series, quote, nonsense, and says fabrications really suck. This is going back to in the 3 o'clock hour, a report by TMZ Sports that Hinch got into a shouting match, cursing and yelling in the middle of the hotel bar after Game 1 of the World Series, and that police had to be called to separate the, I guess you want to, you don't want to call them combatants. Now, here's what's interesting. Hinch is saying that this is he's calling it a fabrication and nonsense. Pasadena police have confirmed to TMZ that officers did respond to a call at the hotel to, quote, keep the peace after an incident involving Astros, quote unquote, team management. Now, here's what I find hard to believe. In this day and age, that this wasn't immediately on the internet Tuesday night.
It's in a bar at a hotel in Pasadena. Someone has to have a video of it.
Immediately this hits the internet in 2017.
Especially on TMZ. They
Unless
always
it's
have a
government
video.
Cover-up.
They always have
doo,
a video
doo,
of it.
Doo.
Do we? No.
Do we have the conspiracy theory music?
Oh, no.
Astros team management could be anybody. So maybe this is a case of telephone where it's team management and it's somebody in the front office and somebody says management and then it turns into manager and then it turns into AJ Hinch. But I have a feeling there's more to the story here that we're not finding out yet because the police department confirmed that they did respond to a call at the hotel and that the incident did involve Astros team management, but Hinch is saying, wasn't me, fabricated nonsense.
The weird thing to me is TMZ had to be stationed outside that hotel.
Well, there, if you've ever been to California, they're everywhere.
Exactly.
TMZ's.
So they follow USC players, they follow UCLA players, they go down to the college level, they follow the MLS players around, so you know that they were outside of that hotel in Pasadena where Astros were staying. And they don't have a video of it. So either a video is going to come out and confirm it, or do we just have to assume that it was somebody else?
Well, and that's what I said when it says team management. I guess you never know. And it could be the world's worst case of telephone where a second assistant, third string regional general manager, Dwight Schrute type, all of a sudden morphs after five or six tellings into the manager of the Astros.
The equipment manager.
Joe Girardi out as manager of the Yankees. We touched on that at the top of the program today. So they've got a managerial opening. The Minnesota Twins today announced the hiring of a pitching coach. A lot of people were speculating on who that could be. Very few people were thinking that it would be Garvin Alston, a guy who I'm actually familiar with. I've spent some time with him before. He worked for the Oakland Athletics the last couple years and has been with a couple other organizations. He's got a sum total of 6 big league innings on his resume. He's primarily worked on the minor league side of things, a rehab pitching coordinator for the Oakland Athletics, served as the interim pitching coach for Beloit a couple years ago during a 3-game series at Veterans Memorial Stadium against the Colonels. I think this is a good hire by the Twins. Not as good of a hire as Mike Maddux as the pitching coach in St. Louis. Maddux, a lot of people were wondering what would happen to him after Dusty Baker was let go in Washington. Some people thought he might actually get a chance to take over for Dusty Baker in Washington. According to Bob Nightingale, USA Today, Maddox had six offers on. Basically, every team that was looking for a pitching coach was putting an offer in front of Maddox, but his number one choice was the St. Louis Cardinals. They were said to be eyeing either Maddox or Jim Hickey, the former Tampa Bay coach who will most likely be introduced shortly as the Cubs' new pitching coach. Maddox, the number one choice for was the Cardinals because of all of the young pitching. And there were a couple other coaching moves that St. Louis has made. Willie McGee added to the big league coaching staff. And I know something that you're very excited about. Jose Oquendo.
Oh, just ecstatic.
Is back as the third base coach.
I know Jose Oquendo has been a huge part of
Cardinals
the organization.
Cardinals fans love that guy.
They love him. What was the first thing that was brought up when the Cardinals were slumping in the middle of June?
Bring back Jose.
This is Jose Oquendo. It's all Jose Oquendo. He was the fielding guru. He's the reason they can't catch a fly ball. He's the reason they can't catch a ground ball. Hey, we'll find out. There were rumors as to why he was moved to... He was an instructor at extended spring training in Jupiter last year. He had been the third base coach for years and years. So he's back on the big league coaching staff, and like you said, Willie McGee as well, and now Mike Maddox. Now all that's left is for the Cardinals to go out in the offseason and sign some free agents and make some moves. It's going to be an interesting offseason for the NL Central teams especially.
I like the Mike Maddox hire because to me it says to the Chicago Cubs, game on. They're getting one of the best pitching coaches in the business to work with a lot of talented young arms. And it signals to me that they're serious about making that ball club that they've got better and continuing to further that rivalry. Now, the Cubs today made official the announcement that Chris Bosio was out as pitching coach. That came out Saturday over the weekend, but they had yet to confirm it. He has yet to be replaced, but multiple reports are that it will be Jim Hickey, who was Joe Maddon's pitching coach in Tampa. Chili Davis replaces John Malley as the Cubs hitting coach, and it's not too often that you see a coach cast aside after getting a team to three National League Championship Series, but the offense struggled mightily again in the postseason and at times during the regular season, and Malley sort of pays the price for that. Chili Davis made his professional debut as an 18-year-old kid with the Cedar Rapids Giants back in 1978, so there's your local tie. He is in the Cedar Rapids Professional Baseball Hall of Fame over at Veterans Memorial Stadium. They inducted him a couple years ago. Good hire. A guy who, as a player, this is almost unheard of to me, Alex. He came up through the Giants farm system as a right-handed batter. They didn't turn him into a switch hitter until he got to the major leagues. Can you imagine making the switch to switch hitting and doing it at the major league level? But Chili Davis also, four at-bats, shy of 10,000 at-bats for his career. He played in the big leagues for 19 years. Brian Butterfield also was on the Boston staff with Chili Davis. He's going to be the new third base coach for the Cubs. And then Andy Haynes will be the number two hitting coach for the Cubs. They had that opening because Eric Hinsky left to work with the Angels. Still some question marks as to whether Dave Martinez will be back as the bench coach. He's been interviewing for open managerial jobs. I know he's managed an interview with Washington. But if you got Joe Girardi out there and you've got a chance to go get him, I think the Nationals would probably have him 1A and 1B on the list there. But a total staff shakeup for the Cubs moving forward into the 2018 offseason. And it's just beginning. The World Series still going on. Game 3 will be tomorrow at Minute Maid Park in Houston, and hopefully there are no incidents involving Dave Roberts in the bar at the team hotel. He and A.J. Hinch are actually friends and worked together for a couple years in the San Diego Padres organization. It's amazing, as bad as the Padres organization is, how much talent they've turned out front office-wise and in dugouts. Hinch, Dave Roberts, Jed Hoyer, and yet the Padres themselves are terrible. 6:54, we've got Thursday Night Football on the way, as well as another Midwest One Bank Big Board update. Kyle's going to bring that to you when we return. 106.3, 107.5 FM, 1600 AM. More KGYM on the way after this.
If you finally decided to address your hearing loss, the MD Hearing Aid AIR is a medical-grade hearing aid that costs up to 90% less than traditional hearing aids. Designed by a Chicago doctor, the MD Hearing Aid AIR has a sleek, nearly invisible profile. This digital hearing aid incorporates technology and features found in hearing aids costing thousands of dollars. The AIR offers advanced noise reduction, making speech clearer and virtually eliminating annoying background noise. Three environmental settings put you in control. You select the best setting for your location. Call 1-800-758-2010. Over 100,000 satisfied customers have already made the call. Call right now for our exclusive 45-day risk-free trial and get free shipping and a year's worth of free batteries, a $50 value. Call MD Hearing Aid at 1-800-758-2010. Satisfaction guaranteed. That's 1-800-758-2010.
The files are out, and we don't have any answers yet. Shocking. They've been out, the JFK files released a couple minutes ago, and nothing. It's like Al Capone's vault, for people who remember that. That was a Geraldo Rivera. That's really what launched Geraldo Rivera onto the national stage. So we'll see whether this is another Al Capone's vault or not. Coming up on the program tomorrow, we're going to be in Iowa City. The KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire, returning to the Coach's Corner Sports Pub. Jack Dom will stop by, his weekly segment Touching All the Bases. And Rob Howe with me in the 6 o'clock hour. It's the big hour brought to you by Hawkeye Title and Settlement. All coming your way tomorrow during the KGYM road trip driven by Linder Tire. Here for one final big board update before we call it a night, it's Kyle Mann, Midwest One, where you're the one.
The Big 12 released its 2018 football schedule today, and let's just say that Iowa State is going to have to get off to a fast start. They'll open the season hosting South Dakota State, followed by Iowa, and round out the non-conference schedule with Akron. But the Cyclones' first four conference games will be against the four other Big 12 teams currently ranked in the top 25. They'll host Oklahoma and West Virginia and travel to TCU and Oklahoma State. Matt Campbell also hinted yesterday that Johnny Lang and Matt Leo could both be candidates for medical redshirts. The Iowa football team announced today that former D-lineman Jerry Montgomery would serve as honorary captain for this weekend's game against Minnesota. Montgomery played at Iowa from 1998 to 2001. Former Linmar Lion Marcus Page made his NBA debut last night in the Hornets' 17-point victory over the Nuggets. He played 3 minutes and got 2 rebounds. Iowa head coach Fran McCaffrey and his wife Margaret hosted the Hawkeye basketball tip-off party last night to raise money for the Adolescent and Young Adult Cancer Program at the University Hospital. They were joined by former Marquette and Indiana head coach Tom Crean. McCaffrey and his Hawkeyes will host an exhibition with William Jewell College tomorrow night. And tonight after the show, it's the Dolphins in Baltimore facing the Ravens on Thursday Night Football. Kickoff is set for 7:25, but we'll have the coverage right after we hop off the air on all three KGYM frequencies.
All right, that's going to do it for another award-winning edition of the Todd Rummelkamp Show on a Thursday night. Join us tomorrow. We're back in Iowa City, the spot Coach's Corner Sports Pub, 749 Mormon Trek Boulevard. Thursday Night Football is here.